Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 the game on this Wednesday. Continuing the football conversation now with our favorite, John McClain. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work. John, we're a little feisty today, so just get ready. How you doing?
I'm always feisty, and I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
I want to start with this. We, you know, John Fossil was hired, Bones Fossil was hired as the special teams coach for the Tennessee Titans. The news got out last week. They made it official this week, along with some of the other hires that they brought on. I have always had a very, very good, you know, thought on John Fossil. I've been very impressed with him. I thought he did a really good job with the Rams. He then took over as the interim head coach when Jeff Fisher was fired. He did a good job in Dallas, had one of the best special teams, and now he comes here. I feel like he could be a head coach in this league, and I know that's not as common, but we've seen it work in Baltimore with John Harbaugh. Do you feel the same way that John Fossil could become a head coach one day?
No. No. The only time it's ever worked was with Harbaugh, and one of the reasons it worked, back when Andy Reid was the coach and Andy talked once a week and he had his coordinators talk. Now, it wasn't the rules the way it is today where your three coordinators, offense, defense, special teams, have to talk once a week to the media. But he brought his special teams coach out there every week and he had the special teams talk to the media. And I've always thought that was interesting. And I asked him at a combine one time, why do you have your special teams coach? He said, because I think John Harbaugh is special, and I think he's got a chance to be a head coach, and I want to get him out front of the media so they can see just how special I believe he can be. And, of course, he was right. Dave Taub of the Chiefs, people have said that about years, but you just – and one out of the history that's just not likely on Fossil. Comes from a great background, Jim Fossil, head coach, and the Titans should just be glad they got him for special teams because he's one of the best going to a team that might have been the worst.
It looks like Kellen Moore is going to get the last head coaching job that's open with the Saints, meaning Mike McCarthy is going to sit out for a year and then look at it next year to try and get another job. If you're Brian Callahan, should you maybe be a little bit concerned about that, knowing that half your front office has connections to the Packers and to McCarthy way back when?
Well, first of all, he's not sitting out. He's been sat out.
know. Well, fair.
He's been told he's not getting the job. So he says, I'm going to wait till 2026. Now, you never know what those guys thought about McCarthy. You know, they may not have liked him. So I think that's the farthest thing from their minds right now. You know, they're hoping that everything turns around and the Titans are improved. And it's got to start at quarterback, of course. And I do believe they will draft a quarterback because I believe when all is said and done that Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward will be among the top-rated picks. This thing about we won't pass up a generational talent. And then everybody, oh, my God, they're going to take Travis. They're going to take Carter. No, why would anybody reveal their secrets? They're not stupid. And
it's lying season.
I don't think they're lying about it because at the time they may say, well, we believe Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders is a generational talent. I hate that word because you put it on players and it almost they never live up to it. You know, what is generational? Andrew Luck was considered generational in 2012. The best prospect to come out at quarterback since John Elway in 1983. And then when Trevor Lawrence won the national championship as a freshman, he was considered generational, whether he has not been because of him, his team, the changes in the coaching staff and the front office, they have not done him any favors. So, it's a hard thing to put on a player, and you don't see many position players called generational. And if you look at Travis Hunter's receivers, is he generational? No. Is he a cornerback generational? No. It's generational because he did both, and it's doubtful he's going to do both in the NFL. So they're trying to figure out what position would he be best playing, and if he's smart, he'll want to play receiver because they make a whole lot more money right now than the cornerbacks do, although they're not underpaid.
Having done this for so long, I have a feeling you have a pretty good BS meter. And, you know, working with Floyd Reese, like I did, you know, listening to some of these guys talk, like Mike Borgonzi did last week, I try and listen for certain things. And I felt like, you know, he won the press conference, but then, you know, he came on our station and he said a lot of stuff, but he really didn't say a whole lot. And I can remember walking into the combine with Floyd one time, John Robinson's first combine, and we're sitting there listening to John talk, and I look over at Floyd, and Floyd's just chuckling, just laughing. And I was like, Floyd, what's so funny? And he goes, he's been up here for 20 minutes, and he hasn't said one damn thing. And he goes, I'm proud of that. Like, I'm proud of him, because Floyd was good at that. So do you kind of pick up on that stuff, you know, when you listen to these new GMs talk, and like you said, you know, wanting to say get a generational talent and all of that, knowing that they're just going to throw stuff out there just to kind of throw people off?
That's their job. Floyd only lied when his lips moved at this time of year, and we all knew it, and he admitted it. And there was a lot of times Floyd would go, I lied. And God, I've got so many great Floyd Reese stories. If you guys have a whole 30 minutes for Floyd stories, I got some great ones. Anyway, but guys, he doesn't know what he wants to do. He hasn't looked at the roster thoroughly. He hasn't met the players. He's got so far to go. You talk in generalities, and that's the way you should do it. You got to talk a lot and say no. When Nick Caserio talks with the Texans, I have to take no dose. And he goes on and on and on, and he says absolutely nothing. And then you get the transcription, and you're trying to go through it. Okay, Lang, no, not that quote. Let me see if I can use, no, can't use that quote. The only time he's been worked a damn was his first one, when he got hired after the 2020 season. And the other one, after Azeez Al-Shaair was suspended, and it was not that he was suspended, it was the way John Runyon, what he wrote about Al-Shaair, Caserio just ripped Runyon to pieces. And we're like, my God, where has that been? But generally, it's an art form, especially for a general manager, discussing prospects, to talk a lot and say absolutely nothing. And I'll predict, I don't care what anybody else says, the Titans will be drafting a quarterback.
All right, we'll have more with John McClain coming up next. HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studio, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. We continue our conversation with John McClain.
All right, John, I got to ask you. We're talking about offensive coordinators hiring here and there. Whatever happened to Eric Bieniemy?
Eric Bieniemy got a lot of publicity from the media, and as guy's going to be head coach. And I remember at the time Andy Reid was always saying great things about him. He should be a head coach and doing everything he could to push him. It's because Andy wanted Mike Kafka, his quarterback coach, to be the coordinator. So Bieniemy has bounced around. I know people don't like to hear this, but it's what I was told, that he didn't interview well, and he had a lot of interviews. And now he's just moving around like a pinball trying to get a job. By the way, y'all asked about Kellen Moore. I think if he goes to New Orleans, it'd be a huge mistake. That franchise doesn't have a lot of talent. They got the worst cap issues in the league. If he stayed with Philadelphia another year, you know they're going to be good. They're too loaded not to be good. And he could probably have a choice of a better job. Because sometimes you go and you jump on the first thing out there, you get fired 2 or 3 years, then you're back to being a career coordinator.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Bieniemy is the offensive coordinator for UCLA, an assistant head coach out there right now. John, interesting comments from Raiders owner Mark Davis yesterday, and I'm so glad we have you on there. He was talking about the John Gruden experiment, which didn't go well, and his quote was, John had a 10-year contract and all that, and his head was chopped off. Last I remember, John, didn't Gruden do this to himself?
Absolutely did it to himself. Now, I never felt sorry for him to get fired, and Barstool Sports has brought him back, and I think he's great. I love reading his stuff always and watching. I always loved it when he was on ESPN. But he sent those emails, and he's suing the league. I would love to know, under oath, who leaked those emails from Gruden to Bruce Allen during the lawsuits for Dan Snyder. Some people thought it was Snyder. Nobody knows for sure. I would love to see that come out in court. But, yes, he chopped his own head off. And you know, Al Davis, he got two ones and two twos and I think $800,000 from Tampa, but they won the Super Bowl with the Bucks, so they thought Gruden was worth it. But, you know, John Gruden has nobody to blame but himself.
Oh, I totally agree with all that, what he's done and everything. John, reaction you think coming out of the NFL office after the game Sunday night, everybody was talking about how the officials are giving the games to the Chiefs, and it's every week that they're getting these calls. Nobody else gets these calls because it's Patrick Mahomes. Does the NFL need to do some kind of PR tour to say, look, there's nothing going on here, or being quiet is the best way to do this? Because I'm telling you, John, Sunday night, that was social media was full of that stuff.
Yeah, they need to not say a word. Let the people say whatever they want. The one that bothered me the most was the Josh Allen first down, in which the official who had an open view said it was the first down. The official came from the other side who had his back to it, and he overruled him. The mistake the NFL makes is having all-star crews for the playoffs and the Super Bowl instead of having a crew that's worked together all year. That way you don't have that. And I think that's on the NFL. It, have a point system for crews, not individuals, and slapping them all together. It's like if you slapped an offense together for one game, how good would that offense be? And so I think that they should go back into having the best crews are the ones that get to do the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Talking with John McClain, so we were talking about Floyd earlier. Jared, who worked with Floyd, our afternoon show host, once wanted me to ask you, did Floyd ever admit about lying on Cody Carlson's contract?
Boy, that's a great story. I had him by the footballs. All right, I'm going to run through this story. It used to drive Floyd crazy that I would get contract terms. Back then, they didn't leak them as predominantly as they do today, and I would get them. So one time Cody Carlton signed an extension, and I wrote it, and we're standing on the sideline at training camp, and he said, hey, you had the wrong numbers in Floyd's contract today. I said, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't, Floyd. Those are contract. No, you're wrong. He said, you don't believe me. You come up to my office afterward, and I'll show you the contract. I said, okay, after I finish interviews, I'll come up there. So I did all my interviews. I may have gone to lunch. I can't remember. I went to his office. His assistant, Linda Greer, said, Floyd said, come on in, go in. Floyd opens this file, takes out the contract, lays it out for me, and he's showing me, and I'm like, damn, I messed that up. I got to correct that. He said, I told you you got the wrong numbers. So the next day, I see Linda Greer, and she said, what in the world was Floyd in such a hurry to do before you came after practice yesterday? I said, what are you talking about? She said, he came in there sweating, said he'd been running, told me to drop a contract for Cody Carlson that said this, this, and this. I said, is that right? I said, she said, well, don't get me in trouble. Leave me out of it. So I waited until I saw him at practice that afternoon. I said, by the way, Floyd, I said, I know you run every day, but you don't sprint. You think you lost any weight yesterday sprinting back to your office and having a dummy contract drawn up on Cody? He turned red, and then he just turned and walked away. And I never brought it up again, and Floyd never accused me of having wrong numbers.
But he never admitted that he never fessed up to it.
No, and I never brought it up again. I just wanted him to know I knew.
Oh, that is fantastic. So we know that this Chiefs-Eagles matchup, we saw it a couple years ago. Do you think there's going to be more faith on the Eagles just because of obviously they're different teams, but how they matched up before, or is this basically the Chiefs to lose and they're probably going to be the first to three-peat?
Well, I would never bet or pick against Patrick Mahomes. I just don't. And I saw this stat a couple of days ago that Vic Fangio, one of the greatest defensive coordinators ever, is 0-8 against Mahomes. And that was including when he was two different teams that he was with. And so you just can't go against Mahomes. The Eagles' best chance to win is to run the ball like crazy and keep him on the bench and utilize every Jalen Hurts' running ability, everything. One of the things we don't appreciate about the Chiefs, Jim Spagnuolo, the great defensive coordinator, one of the greatest ever, he has great game plans. And when there's clutch situations, he dials up exotic blitzes that they've not shown on tape. He's just brilliant. But they got some really good defensive players. Besides Chris Jones, their great tackle, and George Karlaftis, their best pass rusher, they got a lot of good defensive players, and they play great. And I think they don't want the Eagles to get to the one-yard line for the tush push because nobody can stop it with Hurts. But there's just no way I'm picking against the Chiefs. And people act like it's such a big deal to win three Super Bowls in a row. Yes, it is. But that's not the only three championships won. Vince Lombardi won five in a row with the Packers. So once they get that one, if they do, then they can start talking about the Packers.
Going to be a fun one for sure. John, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, my pleasure. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
You too. John McClain joining us here on the program as he does every Wednesday at 9:30. And you can find his work at HoustonTexans.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.